All four Democratic candidates for governor in the recall election file their nomination papers. Tom Barrett's wife, Chris, delivers signatures to the GAB on behalf of the Milwaukee mayor. She tells reporters she's not worried about recent attacks on her husband coming from AFSCME, one of the nation's largest public employee labor unions.
No, I think that there's a lot of people who see Tom as a leader and that they know that he supports their rights and the right to collectively bargain, and he will represent them.
Former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton helps drop off some 7,000 signatures on behalf of Barrett's campaign. Lawton is a longtime supporter of women's issues, advocate of electing more women to political office, and critic of the Republican agenda of attacking women. She had supported former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk in the past, but is behind Barrett in his race.
But men and women together carry that banner, and today I am endorsing Tom Barrett because I trust that he will carry that banner on our behalf as governor and ensure the rights.
Lawton says Barrett is the candidate with the leadership, integrity, and statesmanship the state needs to restore dignity to Wisconsin politics. Meanwhile, Falk turned in 4,000 signatures and discussed her endorsements.
I've earned the endorsement of every single organization that has endorsed against Scott Walker, has endorsed my campaign. I'm very inspired and honored by that.
Secretary of State Doug La Follette turned in, he says, over 3,000 signatures. But how will he gain enough support considering he's trailing in the polls against his competition?
Well, that was a very old poll before I even had announced, and my poll just said it wasn't a very good poll. So let's see what happens now.
La Follette says the final poll is on Election Day. He's got name recognition, he says, and strong support from Democrats, Republicans, and independents. He can win without big money and attack TV ads. He says people know him and he is a known quantity. Kathleen Vinehout turned in 3,300 signatures. That's enough to put her name on the ballot. As for the lieutenant governor's race, Malin Mitchell submitted 4,000 signatures. He's the president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. Mitchell explains why he wants to get Rebecca Clayfish out of office, even though it's the governor making all the controversial decisions.
Well, I think she's been a rubber stamp to Governor Walker, and she's hasn't stepped out and said that she doesn't agree with Governor Walker. So the lieutenant governor is just one heartbeat away or one tragic, unfortunate accident away from being governor. So I think the lieutenant governor's job is very relevant and very important.
Mitchell says during his campaign, he'll keep the focus on Governor Scott Walker, not on slinging mud. The primary is May 8th and the general election in June. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.